already. It's the way it is. 73 right now. Clouds tonight. Possible thunderstorms as well. Overnight lows right around 44 degrees. Time now for the Gumfile Body of Stupid. Stupid does. Always just strange stuff in the Gumfile. That's why I enjoy sharing it with you. Well, talk about getting the spirits away. Cops found a 52-year-old woman standing stark naked right outside their Illinois police station on Monday. Lady exclaimed to the cops, she explained that she was awakened by the spirits in her apartment. They told her to strip naked and walk down to the police station. Them spirits got a sense of humor in that girl's apartment, don't they? You want to get a... just go... Well, she was taken to the hospital. She's going to be evaluated. And then we'll find out what happens from there. I mean, so now why can't that kind of stuff happen to me, like the, you know, 29-year-old Ann Margaret? I mean, it's my dream, right? And, 29-year-old Ann Margaret shows up at my house. Oh, boy. Okay, I'm better now. Police in Chicago arrested a woman accused of biting several packages of beef jerky and then returning them to the shelf. That is just wrong. Grays Lake police said Wendy Staples refused to pay for the jerky after a dollar store general manager, well, saw her biting through the plastic of the packages and then putting them back on the shelf. Police said Staples pushed the manager in the chest when she was asked to leave. He said Staples claimed to be a law enforcement officer during the arrest. Well, of course, she was a law enforcement officer. She was on jerky patrol, for crying out loud. She was probably undercover. Yeah. Yep or do. Well, didn't work. Charged with criminal damage to property, battery, and criminal trespass. She is released on $1,500 bond. No motive in the bitings so far. And here's one of our favorite stories I think I've read in a long time. Somebody sent this to us, I believe, from Oregon somewhere. It's a police article. Orville Smith, a store manager for Best Buy in Augusta, Georgia, told police he observed a male customer, later identified as Tyrone Jackson of Augusta, on surveillance cameras putting a laptop computer under his jacket. When confronted, the man became irate, knocked down an employee, drew a knife, and ran for the door. Here's where it gets good. Outside on the sidewalk, there were four Marines collecting toys for Toys for Tots. Smith said the Marines stopped the man, but he stabbed one of the Marines in the back. The injury did not appear to be severe. That's the good news. And it just keeps getting better. After police, an ambulance arrived at the scene. Corporal Duggan was transported for treatment. The subject, one Tyrone Jackson, was also transported to the local hospital with two broken arms, a broken ankle, a broken leg, several missing teeth, possible broken ribs, multiple contusions, assorted lacerations, a broken nose, and a broken jaw. Injuries he sustained when he slipped and fell off the curb after stabbing the Marine, according to the police report. I'm pretty sure that first step was a doozy. Apparently that it was up on the second floor, the curb was. There you go, that's what you get, you thief. There's your Gumfile for your Tuesday, May 31st.